Welcome to Business Mentorship, Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Michelle Mahar, who is a jewelry designer creating one-of-a-kind pieces and semi-precious stones and crystals infused with Reiki energy. Her slogan is, "Jewelry so powerful, it speaks before you do." Michelle joins us from Toronto. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Trish, for inviting me here. I'm so happy to join you.
You know what? I have been really waiting to all week to have our conversation because at one particular point in time in my corporate life, I used to be the national buyer for Eaton's in jewelry, believe it or not. And so I know that one of the really cool things about your story, Michelle, is that at one point in time, you know, I think like a number of our listeners and viewing audience, is that we all had sort of jobs or a corporate life before we made that, took the leap of faith into entrepreneurship. So I know that you were in the finance world. So tell us a little bit about how you made that transition from being in a corporate job in finance to this wonderfully creative job of designing jewelry.
All right. Yes. Thank you so much for that. Basically, as a teenager, I loved creating things. I was very artistic. I was making Barbie clothes at 14, sewing with the sewing machine. I was designing my own clothes. I've always had an interest in design, interior design. And in high school, I didn't like wearing a uniform. So I decided to make jewelry and wear jewelry so that I could show my individualism and, you know, stand out from the crowd and not look the same as everyone else. But you know how it is when you're a kid and you're told you go to high school, you get good marks, and then you go to university and you get a degree and you get a good job and then you'll make money and everything will be all good. So that I was always good at math. So I was encouraged to go to University of Toronto, get my Bachelor of Commerce, which I did. Then I in turn became an accountant and worked in the finance world. And my last job was accounting for derivatives and very complex financial instruments. So way out from the creative world that I'm in now. Essentially that came to an end when I was laid off after 12 years, total shock to me. And that was like my light bulb moment, as you call it, where I just said, that's it. I'm going to do what I've always loved doing and always been my passion. And I love creating. And I wanted to create jewelry for women that really showed their personality, style, image they want to portray.
Well, you're wearing a very awesome piece of jewelry today, I must admit. And you know, before we went live, I was commenting on your wonderful studio because you can really tell a lot about a person's personality and the creative space that they're in. So tell us a little bit about the jewelry that you're wearing today. Like what kind of precious stones and crystals are you using and how do you get the energy from Reiki? Give us that connection. I find that very fascinating.
So this is a red jasper. These are red jasper pieces, the larger pieces. And then I have also mixed in here some of these are actually, they're not semi-precious, but that's just for the volume and the balance. And I've got some rhodonite in there, which rhodonite is good for mental balance, attention to detail, memory, and making music. And then hematite, which is a grounding stone, is in there too. And in terms of Reiki energy, I infuse it with Reiki energy, the jewelry, so that your chakras are aligned. And there's seven chakras in your body. And we all want alignment in order to be, you know, at peace and carry on with our lives.
You know, I just find that that connection is really what sets you apart from your competition. Because to your point, creativity is one component. And obviously, you've had a very creative life. But this idea of creating this positive energy in these jewelry is fascinating. So because I know one of the things, one of your target markets are speakers. So, you know, folks like myself who are hosting podcast series or perhaps in, you know, pre-COVID when we were standing in front of large groups of people and conveying a message or talking about a topic. So tell me how that, you know, and I love the idea of the chakras, how they, you know, it clears it. Obviously, it's close to your throat, so it helps with your speaking voice. So tell us a little bit about some of the jewelry that you may have designed for folks who are in the speaking world.
Okay, so essentially, if you think of the fact that you are on stage, you're up there, in some cases, quite far from the crowd. So you really do need something that stands, that makes you stand out. And to the point of now, with us being all online and in the virtual world, and you're only seeing this little square of us, you need something to stand out, and a necklace, a statement necklace, something like this. Even if you don't remember the speaker's name, you're going to remember that necklace, and you're going to say, oh, it was the woman wearing that fabulous necklace and blah, blah, blah. So that, you know, it kind of goes, and then the colors depends on, you know, what looks good on people. But when you talk about chakras too, the throat chakra is blue, the color is blue. So turquoise is a very, is a great stone to use for, you know, speakers and communication, to enhance the communication and the throat chakra.
That's really cool. Now tell me a little bit about how what do? You meet with a client first and they tell you a little bit about what they're going to be using? Because clearly you have a selection of jewelry that people can have a look at and they can purchase. But when you're doing a custom piece for someone, tell me a little bit about that experience. What are some of the things that you talk about with that individual so that you can kind of get an idea of the type of stones they may be interested in and the look they're going for?
Well, I first of all, they will contact me and give me an idea of what they're looking for. Right. But then I will also go into their social media, different social media streams, and have a look at the pictures, what they look at their brand and what they do, and the image that they want to portray from their brand, as well as looking at photos to see what they seem to be comfortable wearing. Right. Then they'll come to me with an idea of what, you know, style, colors might show. They might show me pictures of other pieces of jewelry they like. And then they also will have an idea of in their head kind of what they're looking for. And then I will come up with a prototype and email it back. Most of the times it's emails back and forth, pictures back and forth, but I'll come back with a prototype to show them and say, am I on the right track? Is this what you're looking for? And 100% of the time they'll say, oh my God, I can't believe that. That's exactly the idea that I had in my head and you've just captured it perfectly. So
isn't that fantastic?
And then I go from there to create, you know,
the
final product. And yes.
From start to finish. How long is it from start to finish? So if we were starting this conversation today, and I guess it depends on the back and forth emails, but what's the standard sort of turnaround time for the completion?
Yeah, it really does depend on that. And it depends on what I have on hand and what I can get. And of course, this year has been a bit of a challenge with the suppliers getting the stones from elsewhere. But I do have a lot of stock in stock right now of the components. So it could be a matter of a week or a few days to, you know, a couple of weeks, depending on what's involved in the process.
That's right. So tell me, what is the favorite part of the process for you in terms of the creativity? Where do you get your sort of inspiration from? Like, you know, so you talk to various different people who are creative and they say, you know, sometimes I get the inspiration in the middle of the night and I just, you know, jump out of bed and I think, okay, I have to do this. So what is your most creative space for you?
Oh, my most creative time is definitely at night, usually sometime after 9, 10 at night, maybe 10 till midnight, 2 in the morning even. I think it's because everybody's gone to bed or it's very
quiet.
It's always kind of been my creative time as well. But what I do in terms of the whole process of coming up with these designs, which are not, you know, this is something that I'm going to put on my website. I I start with the stones. So I went to, you know, I go and I pick out these stones, and I really liked these pieces of red jasper. So then I will decide from there what I'm going to do with it. And I'll sit down with different pieces, try things out. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes I'll look at it and say, oh no, that's not right. And then I have to kind of step back, leave it, because it's just not the day for creating.
Right, right. That's so great. Now, one of the things that we ask all of the entrepreneurs to share at the end of their story in our guest blog is their three words of advice. And I absolutely love your three words, but I'd like you to tell us a little bit about them. And it is take action now. Why did you choose those three words?
Yes. Yeah, so I chose those three words based on this year, 2020, and what we're dealing with. And the fact that back in March, when we got shut down, I was at a loss of what to do. I wasn't sure what to do. And to be honest, this idea came to me in the shower that I would, I know so many fabulous entrepreneurs, and it was time for me to just sit down and interview them. So I started an interview series called Pivot with Positivity, because I wanted to share positive messages and how, you know, we are taking the time to pivot. It's the time to pivot your life and your business, and the time to keep positive. So I just jumped right into it the Monday of March break and started doing it. And I just always go back to Nike's slogan, just do it. And it just came to my head, like, take action now.
Well, Michelle, I really want to thank you so much for spending some time with us today, because the creative energy I think that you're able to even convey and the passion that you have for the design process that you take is very evident even when we speak in these wonderful online platforms. So to our viewing and listening audience, I hope you've enjoyed the introduction today to the person behind the logo in another edition of Keeping It Real. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Trish.